This insert is brought to you by Radio K Pulpit 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.
Blessed afternoon, listeners. I greet each and everyone in the wonderful name of our Lord Jesus Christ and Savior. This is Queen Elizabeth, your host here at Radio Cape Pulpit. And indeed, I am here with my sister all the way from France, girl, Sister Pastor Joannine Leroux. She's in the house. Family, I greet you all this morning. Indeed, this afternoon is a privilege for me. It's an honor. And I'm so happy to be back. I just want to encourage each and everyone this morning before I go to my sister. I want to encourage you. Today is the 27th of October 2025. It is 12 o'clock, 2 minutes past 12. And somebody need this encouragement this morning. I'm just here to give you the scripture in the book of Romans, in the book of Proverbs, chapter 3, verse 5 to 6. Everyone, we know the scripture. He says, trust in the Lord with all your heart. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Do not lean on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge Him, and He will make your path straight. He will make your way straight. Can we pray? Heavenly Father, we come before you. Lord, we give you praise. We give you glory. We give you honor. We say thank you. Indeed, this is the day that the Lord has made. We'll rejoice and be glad in it. Lord, Father God, we come before the throne of grace of mercy. Lord, to obtain mercy this morning. We say, God, we don't want to trust in our own understanding. We don't want to lean into our own understanding. But in all things, God, we want to put our trust, our hope, and our confidence in you. Everything that we want is in you. Therefore, we give you praise, glory, and honor in Jesus' name. This day, O God, is already, Almighty God, given into your capable hands. Have your way today. Do what you have to do in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, listeners, this morning, I'm so grateful. I'm so excited. I have a wonderful woman of God in the house, a phenomenal woman of God. I call her a woman of valor, a woman of great substance, a strong woman. She's a sister of mine that has been through so much. And you know that the program is gracefully restored for His purpose. And this is the woman that can talk about restoration in the midst of a storm. She will be able to tell us about or share her testimony, how God has helped her through a storm. Hallelujah. It wasn't easy, but with God on her side, she has made it. In life, life is full of challenges. Life is full of difficulties. But when we put God in the midst of our storm, I'm telling you the truth, you will not feel the storm. But if you concentrate on the storm and let go of your assignment, you will go through a lot of things. This woman of God is a woman that has traveled around the world. She has gone through so many things. She has done so many things, working for the Lord and doing great things for the Lord. And God has blessed her. And today she is here to share her testimony with the listeners. And before I call her up or before I allow her to greet each and every one of you, I also want to give you another scripture that will also be helpful. As God said, we must not lean on our own understanding, but we must trust God. We must trust God in everything. Hallelujah. He says in the book of 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 16 to 18, he said, we do not lose heart. Our light and momentary troubles are achieving for us as internal glory that far outweighs them all. So alles wat die mens deur gaan in die lewe, jy moet altyd weet, dit is nie om vir ons dood te maak die familie. Nee, alles wat die mens in die lewe in deur gaan, dit is om vir sterker te maak en dit is om vir ons baie na aan ons God te bring. Ek het myself gracefully restored toe die Here vir my hierdie program gee, het ek oor deur dinge gaan. maar hy het my genadiglik gerestoreer. En vandag kan ek met soveel mense praat en ek kan sê, God is 'n God van sy woord. Halleluja. Ons gaan gou vinnig 'n kort breekie neem en dan kom ons terug na my suster toe, al die pad van Gansbaai. God bless. Shalom. Blessed afternoon. Thank you so much. I know that my guest is already here. Pastor Jonine is in the house. Can you just greet the listeners? Can you just greet them, Pastor Jonine? Voor ek iets noem van haar.
Yes, goeiemiddag, almal. Good afternoon, everybody. What an honor to be here today and just to be able to fellowship in the Word of Christ.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. What a privilege for us and an honor also to host you. Women of God, I want to thank the Lord for your life. Let me just say some few things about my sister in the other side, Pastor Jonine Leroux in France, born in Cape Town, and she's part of the ministry project team. Project 17, which resides under Helderberg Uitrek in Somerset. Hallelujah. And Project 17 is, sy gaan vir ons 'n bietjie meer vertel van Project 17, sodat sy vir ons vertel wat sy daar gedoen het. En dan gaan sy vir ons ook 'n bietjie vertel van Butterfly to You. Sy gaan vir ons 'n testimony oor dit gee. En dan wil ek ook hê, Pastor Jonine gaan vir ons ook vertel van hoe sy cancer, how she break or she beat cancer by the grace of God. So yeah, woman of God, over to you. You can talk to us. Thank you so much.
Yeah. Thank you so much. I would like to greet you as follows. Beloved friends from Romans 12 verse 1 and 2. Beloved friends, what should be our proper response to God's marvelous mercies? To surrender yourself to God to be his sacred living sacrifice and live in holiness, experiencing all that delights his heart. For this becomes your genuine expression of worship. Stop imitating the ideals and opinions of the culture around you, but be inwardly transformed by the Holy Spirit through a total reformation of how you think. This will empower you to discern God's will as you live a beautiful life, satisfying and perfect in his eyes.
Amen.
So that has been my life scripture. Wow. That has always been my life scripture since the day that I really started fellowshipping with the Lord and building relationship and building my godly character. So just a brief just history background of myself. I was in the corporate for many years, 1996 to 2010. I worked for Old Mutual and I was in the corporate world, and I gained extremely a lot of experience, and I'm so grateful for that. But I never realized that was preparing me for ministry. And then from 2012, I've been in ministry full time. 2017, Butterflies to You was established by a call from God. 2012 to 2018, I had the privilege of being the South African coordinator for an international organization, Samaritan's Feet, which many of you know, I'm sure, with Manny and Tracy Ahomi from America, and who I then passed the baton over to Hermine Lowe, and she's doing such a wonderful job. Mm-hmm. 2018, I took a sabbatical, 2.5 months, where I was then also equipped as a spiritual minister with Restoring Foundations. 2019, when I came back, I got involved with Project 17, and I'll talk a little bit more about that. And then 2020 to 2023, I was involved with Acts 12, 24 Bible School, and that's where I met my wonderful sister. We were in the same study class, and we also facilitated, and that was such a wonderful time. And then last year happened. In the meantime, I've done other ministry as well, where I've been to Botswana, where I ministered, and that actually happened just before I fell ill. So yes, so that is a quick background of just the career that I've had. And just Elizabeth, if you don't mind, can I just go back to 2017 where Butterflies to You started? Do you want? Can I share that
yes,
testimony?
Please, if you can share that testimony okay. for us, thank you.
Okay, so butterflies have always spoken to me, and they just are such a wonderful symbol of transformation from the caterpillar to the actual butterfly and where the butterfly flies. And it always resonated with my heart. And then when I went on the sabbatical to America and I was doing Restoring the Foundations training, we had to go through our own process. So you experience the program to learn the program, okay? So we had to go through our own counseling sessions, and we had to go through our own ministry sessions where we were ministered to and to experience, and then we were able to then transfer what we have learned. And in two of the occasions, God really represented me with butterflies. And in the very last experience with him, he opened up a box and he said to me, "Jonine, you are my butterfly.
Oh my God.
You are my butterfly." Mm. And ever since then, I have been resonating with that. And when he speaks to me, he calls me butterfly. And you know, butterfly is something that has been used so often, and everybody mm. understands that it brings transformation. But in my life, from that moment, there was definitely transformation in my life, where God was just growing me and taking me forward in ministry and evolving me from. Through the different stages, from caterpillar to the cocoon, and then into the butterfly, to where I am today, where I can sit here and say, you know what, this butterfly is ready to fly. You know, you can see my butterfly wings.
Yes,
this butterfly is ready to fly. And it hasn't always been an easy journey, but I thank God for every single lesson that I have learned in my life with regards to becoming more intimate with him, pressing into his word, because that is what really helped me and gave me a foundation to go through what I went through.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much. Mm-hmm. Thank you so much, Jonine. And the other one thing, and I want to also to ask about a butterfly. You were also about butterfly. We thank God for that. But Samaritan Feet, can you tell us a bit of the Samaritan Feet in South Africa? 2012, I think, till 2018. What was that all about?
So the call for Samaritan's Feet all started with Manny Ohomi and Tracy Ohomi from America, where Manny got the call. He was born in Nigeria, and he was he had an experience there where he was the first child to receive a pair of shoes at the age of 9 in his family. So that includes his parents, his grandparents, his brothers and sisters. And it was just through missionaries that were in Nigeria that were right there. He was a water boy, so he was in the levels of wealth. I almost want to say he was one of the poorest boys. And he received, he wasn't supposed to be playing with the boys because he was selling water. And, you know, children, you know, at 9 years old, boys want to play with balls. Mm. And they were having this contest about who can throw a ball into the hoop, a basketball. They were playing basketball, and Manny was able to do that.
Mm-hmm.
And his prize was a pair of shoes. So from that, a ministry started, Samaritan's Feet.
Oh.
And I had the privilege of serving in all of South Africa,
yes.
mostly Cape Flats. I've been to them all, Mitchell's Plain, Bishop Lavis, the whole lot.
Wow.
In a time that was really heart. And you know, God is so graceful. He protects you. And where we then would, the whole process is then that, like Jesus washed the disciples' feet.
Wow.
We would wash the children's feet.
Beautiful.
And we would give them a new pair of shoes. But in that process, it's a one-on-one. So you speak to that child. You hear what his biggest hurt is. You pray into that hurt. Mm. You pray into his future.
Sorry, let me just interrupt you there, Joni.
Yes.
Yammer, because equally, you must explain to us when you say that you are going in to pray for them, wash their feet. But before you can explain that, we're quickly going to go for a short break, and then we will be back, and then we'll continue to explain that to us. Thank you so much.
Okay.
God bless.
Wonderful.
Welcome back. Here we are with Pastor Elizabeth, Queen Elizabeth from Gracefully Restored. And with me, I have my sister, Jonine Alipat van Franskal. And ek dankie Here for our life. I thank God for your life, woman of God. Without wasting time, I still want you to just explain to us more about the Samaritan feet, wat jylle gedoen het. There's a scripture in the book of Romans, in the book of Isaiah, chapter 4, it says that, "Fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous hand." And jylle die voetjies gewas van daar die innocent kindertjies. Can you explain to us more about that, woman of God, before you go to your next testimony? God bless. Thank you.
Yeah. So ons het in die gemeenskap ingegaan en ons het skole geïdentifiseer en dan het ons saam met die skool gewerk en dan het ons die hele skool gebless destyds met skoene. Skoene wat ons gekry het van Samaritan's Feet af, wat gelyk het so swart skoolskoentjies, want daar was baie kinders wat die skoolskoene gehad het nie, so wat ons die proses was dan, dat jy sit met daai kind one-on-one en jy was daai kind se voete nou,
sure.
Jy was het nie omdat hulle vuil is nie.
Mm.
Jy was het omdat, hoekom het Jesus die disciples voete gewas? Because he wants oneness. He washed their feet because he wanted to be part of him and he wanted them part of, jy weet, Jesus wanted them part of him. Mm. Jy weet, so dit was a act of servanthood.
Yeah.
En daar het ek baie geleer oor servanthood. So we washed the children's feet and we blessed them while we were washing their feet. We were talking to them, finding out more about what is it that we can pray for you for? What are your dreams? What are your hopes? And then we would, in that moment, pray for that specific child. So if there were 1,000 children,
sure.
There would be 1,000 prayers going up in that time.
Oh my God.
We would have volunteers, and then they would all be doing the same thing, and then we would be giving them shoes, put shoes on their feet, and then just serve the next one. So, and dit was vir my regtige voorreg gewees. Dit was vir my 'n tyd waar ek in daai tyd regtig geleer het oor servant leadership, servanthood, serving like Jesus served. And it was such a privilege. It was something, it's something that I will never, ever forget in my life. I still sometimes, when Manny and Tracy are here, they're like, they were just here recently, actually just in last week, where I still once a year go and serve with Samaritan's Feet, wash children's feet this time. I get to actually do more of feet washing than what I did then because I was just the coordinator. So where I have to keep everybody happy and the volunteers, and you know, just make sure everybody's on par. Maar dit is altyd 'n voorreg. Dit is altyd 'n voorreg om hoop in 'n kind se lewe in te spreek.
Wow, dankie, sister. Dit is nogal baie mooi. I mean, how beautiful is that? Because remember, we are his servants, and we are called to serve, and that's what you did. You went there. And you washed those innocent little ones' feet. And you did not just wash their feet, but you also spoke into their life. You declare life over their lives. You get me now? And that is ministering on its own. You get me? And, yes. and may God continue to bless you for what you have done and for what you are still doing. Because you are still doing it, isn't it? Yeah, now and then you
can
still...
Can I give a Yeah, can I give a short testimony? We were at
Okay.
a distribution just the, not this Saturday, the previous Saturday, and we went to Larry's Pass. And the seun, the young man wat het gereël het, was 'n kind wat ons 10 jaar terug bedien het.
My
Hy was een van daai kinders wie se voete ons
what?
gewas het, wat hoop ingepraat het in sy lewe en om in daai full circle te kon wees, die voorreg om langs daai kind te kan staan en te sê ons was daar,
Was part.
ons het hoop in daai kind se lewe en te sien die wonderlike kind wat hy geword het, die jong man wat hy nou is en nou he's taken over the baton and now he works in Solaris Pass and now he makes sure that the children get shoes and that we bring a
Jesus.
message of hope and he's
Thank you,
working with
Jesus.
Hermine Lowe now who is the CEO. So it is such a privilege. It is really such a privilege just to be able to see that full circle and to be able to serve like that. Yeah.
Wow, woman of God. That is so inspiring indeed. Ons is regtig geroep om daardie traantjies van hulle oë af te vee. Ek kan my net indink. Ek weet ek was nog nie een van dit nie, maar kan my indink hoe dit was vir hulle om gratis skoentjies te hê nie. You get me now. En graag wou daardie skoentjies gehad het. En Jesus het voorsien. God het dan vir ons vir hulle uitgestuur om dan daai traantjies van hy kindertjies se oë af te vee en dan weer hoop ter in te gee, hoop in hulle in te gee. En daardie kind doen nou dieselfde. He's doing the same. What you have done to him, now he's doing the same to others. And we thank God for that. Can we continue, Jonine? I know that our time is very short and your testimonies is more than one. So can we go to the next one? Can we go to the next one?
Yes,
I think we
sure.
have touched Samaritan feet. We have touched sabbatical in America. That one we have touched as well, isn't it? Restoring the foundation training, and now we're going to 2024. Was that the time you came back from America or from Botswana? Can you explain to us what happened?
Yeah, so I have a
Oh, sorry,
history
sorry. Can
of
you also explain to us? I know there was a time you were ordained. When were you ordained a pastor, and what happened then?
I was okay, so 2020, I started my certificate diploma and then my bachelor's, and I finished in 23. And I was ordained. Eric Hofmeyr is my Reverend Eric Hofmeyr is my spiritual father from Batswood in Wynberg, and I spoke to him about it. And I've always had this calling in my heart to be a pastor. And I said to Eric, Eric, jy moet nou help. Ek het hierdie behoefte in my hart, maar bid saam met my. Is this what God wants? Is this God, what God wants for me? And 2 weeks I didn't hear anything from him. And then he said to me, Sister, you're getting your diploma on Saturday. Sunday I'm ordaining you. God has said that
My
you will be
God.
ordained.
My God.
So I was ordained in the Batswood Family Church, Baptist Church in Wynberg through my wonderful spiritual father and also a brother in Christ, which we've been ministering with for a very long time. And I was ordained in 2020, and God has just yeah, he's just elevated me. And the day he called me was actually during the actual call came while I was busy doing my certificate, where God said, "You will continue the legacy that I let that your father
My
was
God,
called for."
sure.
And I never knew my father was called to teach. I knew that he did teach when he was younger, but I never experienced it in my life. I didn't grow up in a fully Christian, well, a Christian home, but I mean, we didn't go to church and the normal
Yeah.
family thing.
My
And
God.
if we went with friends, tipe van ding. So dit was baie anders dat daai tyd my pa het gewerk, het op die myne gewerk en so. So when I got the call and then Eric said to me, but you're being ordained the next day after you get your diploma. And that was what God very, very clearly told him. Yeah, God just started opening different doors for me.
Yes, thank you so much.
Yeah.
And then we thank God, and ever since you've been ordained, I know you've been working, doing the work of God in the site of Franschkraal and in Gansbaai. I know there was a time you came to minister at my branch in Paarl, and you have been a blessing there. May the Lord continue to use you. So now, Jonine, I want us to go to your testimony. What has happened in 2024 when you got sick? But before we go to your testimony, I want us to stay tuned. We will be back. I will quickly go for a short break. And then soon after the break, I want you to prepare yourself to encourage someone out there that has battled with cancer, that has been diagnosed, and by the grace of God, been transformed and been restored by God's grace. We'll do that soon after the break. Please stay tuned. God bless. The next song, the song that played earlier on, it was Reflection from Switch. And we're going to a next song. ST Gross, featured Len Miller, is Yemel Rain. God bless. Ja, kom terug. Jonine, is jy nog daar? Ja, nee wat.
Ja,
so ek gaan nou nie een tyd mors, ek gaan nie onderbreek. Ek wil net hê, jy moet vir ons vertel how you battle with cancer and by God's grace, how you have overcome it. Please, can you share that with the listeners? God bless.
Thank you. When I was 19 years old, I was diagnosed with endometriosis, and it was a long journey from ovarian cysts and masses over the years. I am 50 now, so you can imagine how long that journey has been. And I actually was away on a ministry first in Cape Town, and then I went to Botswana for 2 weeks in May. And but I was not well while I was in Botswana. I really had a really hard time. I wasn't feeling great. I could feel that I had a mass. I actually just thought it was my stomach. And then I came back the Friday, Saturday, and then I couldn't move. I really couldn't move. And then the Tuesday morning, I went to the doctor, and she said to me immediately to the hospital, "You have a mass over your whole abdomen." And I went to Tigerberg, and they did scans and everything. And the way they tried to explain to me the size was, she said, the size of twins at 26 weeks. So anybody who's been pregnant will know that 26 weeks is pretty big, but I had twins in my stomach. According to them, that was the size. I've had surgeries before with masses, but this was really the largest one. So it was so bad that it actually affected my kidneys, and I had kidney injury, and it also affected my colon. And they said I needed a surgery, and I was in surgery for 9.5 hours, where they removed the mass, as well as the full-on hysterectomy, and also worked on my colon. And when I came out, I praised God, because 9.5 hours in surgery is no joke. And then I really praised God just for what He did for me. I didn't have a lot of pain. I told them I didn't want an epidural, so they had to do it with the normal anesthesia. A week later, I could go home.
Wow.
And then I had to come back for a checkup, and then they said to me, "But Jonine, we want you to start with chemotherapy." And I said, "Why?" And they actually found invasive cells. When they removed the mass, they found invasive cancer cells within the mass, and they were scared that something may have spilled over as they were cleaning out the mass and removing the mass. So obviously when you hear the word cancer, you immediately think death sentence or whatever, and it shocks you. It gives you it I mean, that was the one thing that I didn't want to hear. I was so grateful to the Lord that He took me through the operation. I was so grateful that this mass was removed. I really believed that I was healed. And then they told me about the cancer. And I was like, okay, so what next? And then they told me I had to start chemotherapy. And chemotherapy is no joke. It's sitting there. I had five sessions. I had five sessions, and it was you sit there from the morning to the afternoon with the strip in your hand. And the first two, three sessions were okay. I kind of like it hit me hard, but I mean, I wasn't too sick. Thank the Lord, I wasn't very nauseous or anything, but I couldn't eat. And obviously, it affects your body in ways that you don't think. The last two were very hard for me, especially November, because I could do nothing for myself. I could really do nothing for myself. My husband had to do everything for me. But God was good. Amen. You know, I was in the midst of everything. I laugh about it now, but in the midst of everything, I turned 50 on my 50th birthday. On the day before my 50th birthday, I had chemotherapy. The day of my birthday, I was in hospital with blood transfers. The next day I was at home, but I was as sick as a dog, so I didn't really remember much. I just know I had family and friends that were around me that really blessed me. And then they told me in December they're not doing a sixth chemo because my system wasn't going to allow it. I could feel my body was exhausted. And I really just felt that I just said to the doctor, because my body, and then she also confirmed my body wouldn't have taken the last chemotherapy very well. So they decided to stop, and they thought I might need it again, but praise God, my blood tests showed that there was improvement, and there was no the cancer was less. They couldn't trace anything, and they couldn't trace everything else. How can I say, the cancer was they couldn't trace that it had become aggressive or gone worse. So they were okay just to stop there with the chemotherapy. I must be honest though that between November to about March this year, the after effects of chemotherapy is not a joke. It hit me in very different ways. I got cancer post-traumatic stress. I was just you get and people laugh when you say it, but you get psychotic. I mean, that medicine and stuff that they inject it affects your brain, it affects your mind, it affects your whole being. And it's really been a journey. And through all of that trauma, through all of that, I thank God for what He did for me on a daily basis. Something that I really stood on was His grace is sufficient enough for me for today. I just need to get through today. I just need to get through today. I mean, you're in a place where you don't have the energy to pick up your Bible and read. You don't, I mean, you're just so out of it that, and all I could do was Jesus, Jesus. There was a time I will never forget where I actually had a psychotic episode where I was seeing witches and werewolves and vampires and I just knew that this is not from God, and all I could say was Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. And I remember one evening I was crying, and I just said, Lord, I don't want to see these things. And I said, Jesus, I was like a little girl, and I just, Jesus, I just want to crawl onto your lap, and I just want to feel safe. And I actually had that experience and that encounter where, as a little girl, I just crawled onto Jesus' lap, and I just fell asleep. And I had a good night's rest. And from there, obviously, the psychotic episode stopped and I didn't have it again. But if it wasn't for God, if it wasn't for Jesus, if it wasn't for the foundation of faith that I have, I don't know how I would have got through it, because it's just Him. And then thankfully, just the beginning of October this year, I had to go for a checkup, and I had blood tests done, and I praise my Heavenly Father, my Savior, my healer, that I am healed.
Hallelujah.
I am healed.
Wow.
So the message I have for anybody that goes through any kind of trauma, be it health, be it cancer, be it any type of sickness, I think the one thing that I learned was people don't understand because they don't go through it, but God does.
Yeah.
Jesus does. Yeah. And he holds your hand and he takes you through it. And today I can testify and say, Lord, thank you. I mean, I lost all my hair. I'm so grateful for my hair. Ek het gesê, Here, as my hare teruggroei, moet dit as 'n brief krul wees, want my hare was so reguit soos nog iets kan wees.
And your design.
En ek het die krulle hê. I just didn't specify the color, but it's all natural gray now. But I'm grateful. I'm grateful for that. I'm grateful for my hair. And you don't, you know, when you're going through something like that, you start becoming grateful for little things.
Yes, yes. Wow.
Little things.
Wow.
Little things that I can get up in the morning. Little things that I can go to the toilet, you know.
Exactly.
Little things that I can just do for myself.
Sister,
that I couldn't do.
Ek is so jammer, mens is so excited as ek na jou luister en na die testimony, maar ek moet hom nou kort op. But thank you so much. Thank you so much. I'm quickly going to go to a break again. We're going to go for a break and we'll be back. Thank you, Jonine. God bless. Daar is ons terug. Jonine, baie dankie vir daardie testimony. Thank you so much, man of God, for that testimony. But obviously, I think I will have to bring you back. I will have to bring you back because I know that you have so many testimonies that we have to start with. The butterfly and all the others, and now that we are coming to the real one, because we are in the month of October, which is cancer month. I know that you have said so much, but through it all, God has healed you. God has healed you by His grace, and you had to really put your trust and confidence into the Lord, and you had to go for those scriptures. Trust those scriptures, meditate on the scriptures for you to become who you are, because now you are made whole by the stripes of His blood in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Yeah. So, sister, ons het hier nou meer tyd, man. Ek is so jammer, is nie altyd lekker om goodbye te sê nie. Maar ek wil net gou vir jou geleentheid gee om vir die gehoor te sê, vir jou familie, vir die vriende te sê, baie dankie dat hulle ingeskakel en ja, dan is ons klaar.
Ja, baie dankie vir julle vir die geleentheid. Ek waardeer dit. 'N mens doen nie die onderhoude en dan if it only reach one person and it brings hope, that's the most important thing. So thank you for the opportunity. I really do appreciate it, and whatever struggle you're going through, just know that God is always faithful and his grace is enough.
Thank you. Thank you, man of God. Woman of God, thank you from my side, from Cape Pulpit. Thank you so much, man. It was also an honor to have you. And God bless you. Love you so much.
Thank you so much. And
thank you for the opportunity.
So
thank you, man of God. God bless you. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Yeah, listeners, thank you. Thank you. You have heard so much from our sister, Jonine. How she battled with cancer, and by the grace of God, how God has restored her. So there is no time to give up. There is no time to give up, because where there is a man to pray, there is a God to answer. I believe and I trust that the only thing that made her to stand, it was also because of the word of God through the prayers, and by the grace of God, she is healed. She's made whole. And I don't know, maybe you might also struggle with your health, or you might also maybe struggle with something. But I wanted to encourage you to say, please don't give up, my family. Please don't give up, my brother. You don't give up. Don't ever give up. There's a God. He is our greatest physician. For mense mag het onmoontlik lyk. Hy sê in die boek, is in die boek van Luke 1:37, hy sê, with God all things are possible. Maar met mense mag het onmoontlik wees. Daar is, toos jy gediagnosed was met cancer or whichever sickness, fear comes. That's the first demon that comes. It's fear. And fear, I always say, it is false evidence appearing real. It might not be your health. Maybe it's things that you are going through personally in your own life. And you want to give up. But please, my family, always know, I always tell people that nothing that happens under the sun is new to God. Alles wat gebeur onder die son, God weet daarvan. Voor dit ook eers met jou moes gebeur, hy daarvan geweet. Before she was attacked or diagnosed with cancer, God knew about it. En hy het geweet, hy gaan haar daaruit kry. Maar jou geloof is wat belangrik is. What matters is your faith and your hope in God. That is what sustained her. That is what has made Ujonin today. Like today, look how beautiful she is. Today she's sharing a testimony. You see now, so it is not over. Up until God says it's over. I saw her. I was with her. I remember myself when I saw her. She was bold and nothing. She lost her hair, everything. But she did not lose hope in God. She did not lose her faith in God. So, partykeer verloor mens baie dinge in die lewe. Sometimes you can lose so many things in life, but don't give up hope. Don't ever give up hope, my family. So somebody needs to hear this morning. God is with us. And if God is with us, no one and nothing can be against us. Hallelujah. Always tell yourself that you are blessed. You are blessed. You are blessed. You are highly favored. You can do all things through Christ Jesus. Always encourage yourself in the Lord. Anything that you are going through, make sure you take the word of God and to encourage yourself in the Lord. And when you do that, God that knows that you put your trust in Him, He will surely come through for you. My time is up, my family. Thank you, listeners. Thank you, my family, for listening to our testimony of Jonin. May the Lord bless her. May the Lord lead her. And may the Lord continue to use her mightily in His work, in His kingdom, in Jesus' name. May you also have a blessed week further in Christ, in Jesus. I'll definitely bring her back to our studio in Jesus' name. God bless. Shalom. May you have a blessed week further in Jesus' name. Amen.
This insert was brought to you by Radio K Pulpit, 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.